the Christmas tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seelands Grove.
Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the magic radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seelands Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join ice cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seelands Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Are you excited?
Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis. I have a beautiful group of boys and girls, as always, here in the Magic Radio Room. We're excited. It is, what's today?
Thursday,
and the countdown to Christmas. Well, the countdown's been on in the North Pole for a very long time. Santa works all year round, and the elves, of course. But are you counting down the days?
Yep.
Do you know how many officially till Christmas Eve?
19.
Oof. Got to get cracking on my own house. Get my tree up. Do you have your tree up?
Yep.
Everybody ready and excited? So all of you know each other. You all go to preschool, and we've been friends for a couple years here on Talk to Santa, right? So we've talked about how we get to the North Pole through the magic radio, and you get to shout a little bit, right? Who do we want to talk to?
Santa.
Okay, you're sure? Now, last night I had a little girl missing two front teeth. I didn't know if she wanted to talk to the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, but you're sure it's Santa, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, what do you say we get started and we try that new special song? Are you in for that?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to count to three and then we all sing together. Okay? One more time. Clear your throats. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Santa.
Oh, a little bit louder. Turn up the volume. Santa. You did it. High fives. Awesome. That was terrific. See, I think the shoulders help, don't you? Mm-hmm.
So last week I tried to decorate the Christmas tree in the big toy room and it did not go well. There we go, all done. No explosions, no crashes, all done. Oh no, Holly, Mistletoe! No! No, not the tree! Right, so now Holly and Mistletoe are locked away in their own room, and I'm gonna try this one more time. And it's gonna be bigger and better than it was before! I've got trampolines set up all around the tree. I'm ready. All right, now I gotta climb up on top of it. I think I'm high enough to jump. Oh boy, this is really, really high. I gotta do it. This is for Santa. And here we go. Woo-hoo! Oh, this is great. Boing. 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 Woo-hoo! All right. Boy, that was easy. One more thing. I forgot the big gold star. I think I know what to do. Time for the elf cannon! I don't know if this thing is safe, but we're gonna try it anyway. Okay. I'm stuffed inside of it. Now I gotta light the fuse. Whoa! I think I've got all my fingers and toes. No broken bones. I think I'm good. How am I going to get all these ornaments to stay on the tree? I need some Santa super glue. No, oh, it's so sticky. This will definitely work, though. I hope no one touches it until it dries. I'll come out here after talk to Santa, and there'll be elves glued to the tree. Nobody touch this. Do you hear me? Nobody touch the tree! That includes you, Elmer! I'm gonna get some caution tape just to be sure. There. Do not touch. All right. Time for the magic radio room. Good as new. Ah, hi, Missy Ann. How are you?
Hi, Emma. I'm great. How are you?
Done.
Sounds like you are one busy elf.
I am.
Well, that was very creative. Very impressive, Emma.
Well, how else was I going to get to the top of the tree?
We were thinking we wish we had those powers. That was amazing.
Well, trampolines. Does anybody have a trampoline in the magic radio room?
We have a couple hands up, yep.
I would not recommend decorating your tree that way, but it works for us elves.
Well, you have that special magic, too, right? So that's probably why it works for you. If I tried it, big disaster.
Big disaster. Yep. I would not. Don't try this at home.
That's right. You hear that? Don't try that at home.
Goodness. Old Santa Claus was looking in from the workshop into the Santa Claus room, and I thought you were popping corn in here. There were elves flying everywhere. Oh.
They were helping. The tree's redecorated.
Oh, it looks so nice, Emma. Aww. And I think I heard Miss Anne's voice down in Sunbury.
You did, Santa Claus. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Busy. We're working every day and night to get the toys ready for the boys and girls, Miss Anne.
Aww.
But it's so much fun. Oh.
It is, and we appreciate it, don't we? Santa working so hard. But Santa, can you kick back, maybe have some hot chocolate or marshmallows with a little hot chocolate, and just laugh with the boys and girls? Because they're a little quiet right now, but I have a feeling they're going to be a silly bunch, and they have lots to tell you and Emma. Emma?
I think we can handle that.
You can?
I can.
Are you working? I wish you could bring some of that special hot chocolate here to the Magic Radio Room in Central Pennsylvania. That's too much to ask, though, right?
Maybe on Christmas Eve.
Okay, we'll see how I do in the big book. Well, we better get cracking here. When we come back, Santa Claus and Emma, our first guest tonight is Mr. Edward Marlowe. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is Edward Marlowe. Hi, Edward.
Hi.
How are you? It's so nice to have you back in the Magic Radio Room. How have you been?
Good.
Good. Good. You got taller since I saw you last. Now, who's here with you tonight?
Mommy and Daddy and my sisters.
And your sisters have talked to Santa before. How have they been this year?
Great.
Very impressed, girls. He said great. Your brother said great. Good report, Santa, right out of the gate.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And let's wish a Merry Christmas to Edward's family.
And your grandparents, somebody's listening too, right?
Yep.
So you got lots of people. Did you tell any of your friends at school that you were going to be here tonight?
No.
How was your day today?
Great.
Great. Was it hard to concentrate? What grade are you in now?
First
grade. So was it hard to pay attention at school today because you knew you'd be talking to Santa and Emma?
Well, yeah. But
a little bit. Yeah. Well, tell Santa, how is your school year? How is school? Are you studying hard? And how are your report cards?
Good. But my dad keeps making me spell my spelling words.
Dad's making you practice and work hard on your spelling?
Yep.
But spelling is very, very important. You don't want to spell the wrong words.
Aren't you glad that Emma can spell so well? Because she writes down everything that you want for Christmas. So.
I do.
Yeah, so that's why it's really important. So gold star to Dad, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, yep. My goodness, yes. And Emma has a fine, fine bit of penmanship. Or is it penladyship?
Penladyship, Santa.
Penladyship, I like that.
So, Edward, tell us about first grade. So you're working on spelling. Is there a subject that you do like to work on? How are you? Do you like math and reading?
I like the part whole boxes.
Wait, what?
I like the part whole boxes.
You do?
I heard what? Boxes. Oh. What did I hear?
So that's math.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So clearly I didn't know that, Santa.
It's a math technique. Oh, I understand. Oh,
that adds up.
Santa.
It checks out.
Santa said that adds up. Get it?
It adds up. It all evens out in the end.
So can you give Santa a little math problem? Don't make it really hard. He's had a busy day. I'm give him a little quiz.
What's 10 plus 10?
Oh, my goodness, let me see. Well, that's really easy. I have five fingers on each hand and five toes on all of my feet. 20.
There you go.
Took a while, but I nailed it.
Good job of asking him one that he could count his fingers and toes on.
I got a little nervous there, Santa.
Me too.
Emma pulls out her little elf calculator. So, at home, I know you got your sisters. You're the only boy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How is that with sisters? Because you have three, right? Three sisters. Now, see, this math I do know. You're outnumbered. So how is that having sisters?
Kind of good. Kind of good.
Oh, kind of good.
We know where this is going, Santa, right? See, brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes they don't always agree. I bet you all don't like to watch the very same thing on television, right?
Nope.
You fight over that, who gets the remote control?
Yes.
Well, what do you like to watch? Are you into sports?
Football.
Football. Ooh, do you have a favorite college team or an NFL team?
NFL team.
Who's your team?
The Redskins.
The Redskins. Oh, didn't you just lose another quarterback go down the other night? You might have to suit up, Edward.
You're on like number three, your third string.
When Mark Sanchez is in, it's time for Edward to suit up. Do you like watching football with Dad?
Yeah, I don't play football when I go out. I just want to tackle people.
Just tackle people. Santa, should I ask if his sisters are being tackled?
Maybe that's not a good idea.
That's for when we get to the book.
Yep, and they're pretty tall, Edward. So have you been, okay, you're busy at school and you're going to do, what sport are you going to be in next?
Basketball.
Basketball? Okay. And are you doing some wrestling too?
Yep.
Wow. So you're going to be busy. Are you looking forward to all the time you'll have off from school? You get a little break for Christmas?
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
What did you eat? Did you eat all day?
Yeah.
What? Can you remember what you had?
Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly, tater tots, salad, and...
That was at school. Santa, Mom just made... She clarified, that was at school.
We thought so.
Yeah. I'm sure Mom deserves some credit for kitchen time with a big turkey.
You tell Santa something.
You tell Santa, go ahead.
Watch out, Santa, because we're going to catch you. Our sister said we're going to catch you.
I've heard that many times before.
Oh, Santa.
Good luck, Edward. You're going to need a big net. And guess who makes the big nets? The North Pole.
Whoa.
You'd it's have rigged. To ask for a net first.
Santa, many have tried and many have failed, right?
Because they require a special Santa catching net.
Yes, and you can only get them from the North Pole,
Edward.
You can
only get them from the North Pole.
I never seen an elf move.
An elf move?
Nope.
You mean like an elf move?
But
like
they don't move when you're watching us.
Oh, well, that's because you're asleep when they're there. Right, Emma?
Right, and we don't move when you're watching. We can't be sneaky then.
Speaking of, anybody keeping an eye on you at your house that you know of? Elf-wise?
Buttons.
But he's not there yet.
He's just not there yet. Nope, he comes in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So before Buttons gets there, you got to tell me. Okay, let's say 5 is the very best. It's super, super clean. 4 is good, very good. 3 is fair. 2 is getting into the danger zone, and 1 is like disaster. How clean is your room? Is it 5 the very best? Pick a number.
5 the very best.
Oh!
Wow, that's quite a reputation to live up
to.
But
that's my dad's 1.
Okay, but in Dad's defense, though, he is making you work on your spelling, so...
Yeah. It evens out. It's about balance.
So it's all about balance, and Mom says it's a 5, so everything's good. That's good. Well, Santa likes to hear that. Are you thinking about what you're leaving for Santa on Christmas Eve yet?
Yes.
What?
I'm going to leave chocolate chip cookies and
cookies. My goodness, that sounds so good, Edward.
Yum. Are you going to help make all these cookies?
Yep.
And are you singing a special song for Santa and Emma tonight?
Yes.
Would you like to ask Emma for one of her elf special drum rolls?
Yes.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Take it away, Edward!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Jingle what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey!
Oh, my goodness! Edward, your voice is just as good as I remember it from last year.
Well, last year wasn't that good because it was after I got my tonsils out. I didn't talk that much.
But you still powered through. I remember that too, Santa Claus. He still gave it a good try last year.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We enjoyed it.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better this year. And I know you still have something you'd like to tell Santa. You want to give him my Christmas list, right?
No.
Did you give a mom or
Miss
dad?
Ann.
I give heard that. Oh.
Did you hear what just happened? I just got in trouble. Sorry, Emma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's time for Edward's list. What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
A Nerf rival for Matthew.
Okay.
And an Avengers bus that lights up.
That lights up, okay.
Okay.
Got that, Emma got that.
And a candy cane in my stocking.
Aw, that's a good one. Okay. And should we add some presents?
Yep.
Okay. Let's add some surprises, Emma. And look in the big book for Edward Marlowe.
All right. It says here that Edward is doing well in helping around the house and feeding his dog Jake. And making his bed.
How do you know a dog's name?
Because I'm an elf. I know everything.
I thought Santa knew everything.
Where do you think he gets the information from? I'm the one with the big book.
Polar bears.
All of the elves that spy on you, they give me all the information, and I deliver it to the big guy. So there. You're doing a really good job helping around the house, though, too. And here it says you make your bed, too. So I really am excited to see a nice, clean room. But it says here that you could improve by not throwing fits when things don't go your way. So no more throwing fits, okay? We're watching.
I'll work on that.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's take our first look up here on the workbench. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Oh, Edward's going to be happy with this one. And over here, a pile of surprises. And, oh, my goodness, we know he really grew up. And we're going to bring him a big kid scooter.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we give Edward a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Edward Marlowe. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Shannon. Emma.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to Mama Christie.
So nice. Well, Merry Christmas to you. It's always so nice to have you here and your whole family. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Well, Santa Claus and Emma, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Kaylin Harold. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it. So make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa with me now, and it's her very first time in the Magic Radio. Welcome, Kaylin Harold. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi, Kaylin. Welcome to the Magic Radio.
Oh, so good to hear your voice.
Hi, Santa Claus. How are you?
Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Right up here at the North Pole, Kaylin, we're working day and night. Because we're going to try to find some presents for the boys and girls, and I think we've found some.
Just a few.
Does that make you happy? That's great, isn't it? Santa and Emma, we need to have a fashion update.
Ah, I'm ready.
Emma, she should be on top of the Christmas tree. She's absolutely beautiful from head to toe. Can you explain, can you describe your dress? Tell her what it looks like. Emma especially wants to.
It's pink and it has sparkles on it.
Calm down, Emma. Calm down. You'll wear yourself out by the time the evening's over.
What did I tell you, Kaylin? She goes a little crazy for sparkles. And these shoes. Do you love shoes? I could tell you have really good taste in shoes. You know who would love these? The little sparkle queen in the North Pole. Sometimes Emma likes to try on a dress or shoes, if that's okay. Would she be allowed to do that at your house?
Miss Anne, I think you gave me my new job title.
Oh, we have to add that to your job title already, Emma.
Sparkle queen.
Sparkle queen. So then, you know what her, ask her what her title is. You okay? Little cough? Oh, hang on. Just a second, Emma. No, she has a little... Well, we can tell the other boys and girls. I forgot to tell them before we started your title. Super duper elf in charge?
Yeah, super duper boss of everything. And now, the newly appointed Sparkle Queen.
Sparkle Queen. So, boss of everything.
Boss of everything.
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It's a lot of work.
Well, Kaylin's just taking a minute to get a little sip of water, but I can tell you this, Santa and Abba, she has some friends here tonight, our three other guests that you haven't talked to yet. They all go to preschool together, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like so much fun.
Is that lots of fun? You are all in preschool together?
Yes. Wow. So should we say hi to their teacher?
Yeah, what's your teacher's name?
Miss Marcel.
Miss Marcel?
Miss Marcel?
No, Miss Michelle.
Miss Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. Merry Christmas, Miss Michelle.
Merry Christmas.
Try to say that seven times in a row.
That's right, Santa.
I think I'd say something. I think my tongue would get stuck.
I think she probably loves having you all in her class. And that's, what's the name of your preschool? Do you know?
Agape Land.
Oh, Agape Land, Emma and Santa. Wow, I bet that's really fun. Okay, Kaylin's back with us. Now, can you tell Santa, what's it like a day at preschool? What do you get to do?
We get to play, and sometimes Miss Michelle sings this song different, and we get to play again.
Santa, do you try that with the elves, except they get to work again?
Oh, my goodness. Day after day.
We always keep falling for that.
Oh. So are you excited for Christmas and you're counting down the days? Yeah. And what, have you done anything at your house yet? Is it decorated? Is your tree ready?
We don't have a tree yet.
Not yet? That's okay. I didn't get my tree yet, so you still have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to pick out the tree? Do you get a real tree?
Yeah, but my mom has our tree. We gave it to her.
So you're getting a new tree. Oh, well, that'll be fun. Do you have some of your own decorations that you get to hang on the tree?
Yep.
And what about, has it been time to start baking cookies and all that good stuff that you leave for Santa?
Yeah.
Like what? What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Santa.
Oh. Gee, Santa, that got me. Did that get you, big guy?
Oh, my, yes.
Well, that's sweet. So you make, like, Santa cookies?
Yeah.
Do you put sugar on those, the sugar cookies? Oh, the Miss Sparkle Queen likes those.
Pardon?
The sugar cookies, Emma?
Yes. I was just being polite. Excuse me, you addressed me formally. I am now the Sparkle Queen. May I help you?
Say, would you like a sugar cookie?
Would you like a sugar cookie?
Yes, please, Kaylin.
What a lovely tea party we're having.
Kaylin, Emma thinks we're having a tea party. Let's pretend. Do you ever play and have tea parties?
What's wrong with that? A talk to Santa tea party sounds wonderful.
I know. I'm having fun, are you? So at your house, now Emma also, she likes to peek in your room, see if it's nice and neat, maybe try on your pretty shoes. But she also gets a little afraid of big dogs or cats or that aren't real friendly, elf friendly. Anything you wanted to tell her about? Any pets?
We have a kitty, and his name is Kion. We used to have Kitty Kitty and Dion, but they passed away right now.
Oh, that's okay. They're watching over you. Do you have a little baby kitty?
So you still have a kitty, right?
Yeah. That's our last one. We used to have three.
But that's a lot. So you know what happens? All of the kitten energy goes from the other two into that little kitten. And there's so much kitten energy.
Is your kitten pretty playful?
Yeah. And one time he asked Mommy, I could pick him up. And then my Mommy handed him to me.
How do you think he'll be when Santa and Emma and the other elves are in your house?
Well, Mommy said that he's scared of the bells when they come. Because we don't have a chimney, so we'll just have to keep the front door open.
So he'll run away from bells. Well, now I'll tell you what, Emma, bring those bells.
I'm ready.
So maybe the kitty will just stay in your room or Mommy's room, probably. I think you'll be fine, Emma.
Okay.
You like silly kitty cats, don't you?
I do.
I know. Well, I think we are going to try to sing a song, and Kaylin's just getting a little bit of refreshment in her throat, Santa Claus. She's got a little bit of a cough. So we're going to sing a song together, maybe. Are the rest of you going to sing? You help sing a pretty song for Santa? A Christmas song? You have to be practicing songs with Miss Michelle at school, right? Christmas songs, are you?
Yes.
What's your favorite? Do you know Rudolph? Maybe Santa Claus. Is Rudolph near the window?
Oh, my goodness, no. He's in here with us near the workbench.
Okay, tell him. Kaylin is going to lead the group. Oh, did you hear that? Rudolph is right there. He's listening. Can we all sing Rudolph together? Ready?
Not the way no reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if
you ever saw one,
you would even say it close. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then I shouted out with glee,
yippee!
The reindeer,
you'll go down in history.
Oh, my goodness! Kaylin, and oh my, my, you take care of that throat.
she's getting a drink, Santa Claus. How about we take a little break and we'll come back and maybe we can, if she feels better, we can get her list really quick.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, you're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Kaylin Santa, and Emma is ready to write down. What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
Games. But on my mom's Christmas, I got something I won for Christmas. I got an Ariel doll, and I wanted that for Christmas.
Okay, so you want an Ariel doll for Christmas?
Yeah, but now I don't have to get it.
Oh, take that off the list, Emma. She already has one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, she won one. Okay. Are there any other dolls or anything, any movies or any books or anything to draw with, anything like that you can think of? So hard to remember. Do you like surprises? Santa's the best at surprises. Should we say, you want to say surprises, please?
Surprises.
I think we can handle that. I think it's time to go to the big book.
The Kaylin Herald, Emma.
All right, there she is. All right, it says here she's doing well with her letters and her sounds. That's really good. But she could improve on listening. So, Miss Anne?
Oops. Oh, I'm on it, Emma.
Okay, pull on the corners of her ears.
Okay.
Okay, you got them?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Those are your elf ears, and they are for listening. I know they work. I know they work. So make sure you listen to your parents and your teachers, okay?
Okay.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
My. Let's see what might be on the workbench here for 4-year-old Kaylin Harold. Oh, my goodness. Look at all these surprises for such a young person. Oh, we have surprises over here, surprises over there. And let's bring her a poopsie fun surprise. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Kaylin a great, big, gold star. Merry Christmas, Kaylin. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Drink some hot tea and some honey with that sore throat. Maybe that'll feel better.
That's a good idea. I hope you feel better, sweetheart. Well, it was so nice to have you here, and you look absolutely beautiful. Merry Christmas, darling. We look forward to having you back next year. Santa Claus, now we have. It's one of Kaylin's classmates. It's Robert Veach. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Santa.
Well, my goodness, Robert. Good to hear your voice.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Robert.
He's got the best Christmas T-shirt on, Santa and Emma.
Ooh,
can you
let's
tell
hear
them what
about
it, says?
It says, I like presents.
Well, my goodness, here at the North Pole, we love making presents.
We're talking to the right person for presents, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah. So how are you? How's your time at preschool going?
Good.
Good? It sounds like so much fun. Can you tell us what's your favorite part about going to preschool?
Is listening to the teacher.
That's a good answer. Listening to the teacher, Santa.
Wow. My goodness. Well, Merry Christmas to your teacher, Robert.
That's Miss Michelle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She sounds like she's so much fun. Does she have the room all decorated for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, can you? What's in the room? Is there a tree?
No, but there's lights.
Lights. Oh, that's so much fun. Now, I know it's getting really cold, but do you still get to go out on the playground for a little bit?
We don't have a playground.
No. You get to go outside for a walk or anything? You bundle up and go out?
Sometimes when we have a parade.
Oh, you have a parade?
Yeah.
I bet you had one for Halloween. What were you for Halloween?
I was Boba Fett.
What were you?
Boba Fett.
Oh, have you heard of that, Emma?
Wait, who are you? Hang on, what did you say? I missed it.
Can you tell her again?
Boba Fett.
Oh, from Star Wars.
Whoa.
I knew. I just didn't hear it right. My elf ears need work.
She just didn't hear. I bet you looked awesome. Did you have a good Halloween?
Yes.
You don't have any candy left, do you?
Somewhere.
I think lots of boys and girls start to like stow away a little candy, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I bet you some parents do the same thing.
I'm thinking so. So have you started, like, is your house all decorated? And
yep. We just didn't do the banisters for our steps.
You still have that to do. Okay. Well, tell me about your tree.
Well, we have a lot of lights and a lot of decorations for it.
Do you? Do you have any special decorations that you get to put on the tree?
Yep.
What are they?
There's football ones and other kind of stuff.
And I bet, do you have a stocking with your name on it?
Yep.
Is that out, or do you put that out on Christmas Eve?
We put out right now.
It's out already? Wow. He is prepared for your visit, Santa Claus.
Well, we knew that because Chippy let Emma know here at the North Pole.
Chippy's at your house?
Yep.
Yep, I've got the inside scoop.
Oh, where did you see Chippy today?
Yep.
Where was Chippy?
He was somewhere around in the kitchen in the popcorn bucket.
Caught with snacks.
Uh-huh. Snacking on the job, Emma.
Classic Chippy.
Do you have any cookies out that he can get into?
No, they're in boxes.
They're in boxes. So tell me, who is the first one awake in your house on Christmas morning?
Sometimes me, sometimes Gigi.
Gigi, your sister?
Mm. Okay.
Is that your older sister? How's Gigi been this year?
Good.
Good?
Oh, 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 Merry Christmas.
I think I remember Gigi before. Was Gigi on the magic radio?
Yep, Gigi's been here with us, Emma.
I thought so.
Yeah. Will you tell Gigi Merry Christmas? Is anybody else listening that you want Santa to say Merry Christmas to?
My Mimi and Gigi.
Okay. And I guess you get to see your Mimi on Christmas, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's wish a Merry Christmas.
My cousin.
Oh, to your Mimi and your cousin and the whole family, Robert.
Well, Robert, I know that you're practicing songs, Christmas songs, with Miss Michelle. Are you going to sing a song for us?
Yes.
Would you like a special drum roll from Emma?
Yep. Drum roll, please.
You got it! Take it away, Robert!
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride on our open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride on our open sleigh.
Hey. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful song, Robert.
Oh, what fun is to ride on our
open sleigh.
Hey. I interrupted him right in the middle of the song.
He was still the second verse.
Yeah, he was still belting it out for you, Santa Claus.
Well, he knows more of the words than I do.
You did a great job. That was wonderful. And that was your very first time singing on the magic radio. Now, what would you like to see under your Christmas tree on Christmas morning?
We're in a Paw Patrol fire truck.
Fire truck, okay.
And surprises.
Well, my goodness. Well, Emma, let's take a look in this big old book and see what we might be able to come up with about Robert.
Had to go to the back of the book. His name starts with a V. All right. There he is. It says here that Robert is doing well and being kind and thoughtful towards others. That's wonderful. That's great when you want to grow up to be a good person. But it says here you could improve on not jumping on the furniture. No more jumping on the furniture. You could hurt yourself.
Okay.
You could
He looks a little shocked right now, Emma.
Oh, Chippy gave me the inside scoop. No more using the furniture as trampolines. It doesn't work that way.
I promise.
I promise because she figured it out. She's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Now it's workbench time. Look at here. Oh, don't say a word about this, Emma. This is going to be a real surprise. And over here, some more surprises. And, oh, my goodness, let's bring him some Star Wars toys. Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think it's time to give Robert Veach a great, big, gold star.
Use the Force!
Merry Christmas, Robert. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Tell Emma, may the Force be with you.
Force be with you, Emma.
May the Force be with you.
It was so nice to have you here. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Tessa Wright. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list. Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings. He was just to
to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right.
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove and online at FossJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Tessa Wright, and it is also your first time. Welcome to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
Good. Want to say hi, Santa Claus?
Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Say, how are you, Emma?
How are you, Emma?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Good.
And she is just as adorable, Emma. She's got a great outfit on.
I need a fashion update.
Wants to know what you're wearing.
A penguin.
Did you duct tape him to your shirt? Doesn't he wiggle around a lot? And demand fish? That's pretty much what they do when they come up here.
Emma thinks you have a real penguin on your shirt. You better tell her.
No.
It's just a shirt.
It's just a shirt. I thought maybe you took one of the penguins from up here when they came to visit.
Oh, I would love that if we had a penguin here in the Magic Radio Room, wouldn't you? Do you think penguins are so cute? I want to hug one.
Well, he's always formally dressed.
Yes, that's true. And she's got some really cool boots. And I think those boots are doing something.
Oh, that I know.
She said sparkles!
Santa's silly, too, isn't he?
Calm down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you stepped in that cupcake.
I got icing on my toes.
Did you hear that, Tessa? Emma got so excited, she stepped in a cupcake. Oh, no. Good thing she doesn't have your boots on, right? Yeah. So, cupcakes, those sound like a nice treat for Santa on Christmas. What do you usually leave for Santa?
Nothing.
Wait, let's rewind. How many cookies are you leaving for Santa?
I don't know.
Say a lot.
A lot. We don't require treats. But if you want to leave us a picture or something, that would work too. No pressure.
Would you like to draw Santa and Emma a picture?
Yes.
Ask Santa, say, what will you do with my picture?
What will you do with my picture?
Well, Tessa, we'll look at it carefully, and we'll put it up on the great big refrigerator here at the North Pole with a magnet and enjoy it all year long.
There's a spot just for you.
Can you imagine that? You draw a picture, and Santa will take that to the North Pole, and it'll be on his refrigerator. Isn't that wonderful? So make sure you sign it, okay? Scribble your name somehow on there, okay? So are you loving preschool too?
Yes.
Yes? What's your favorite part about going to preschool?
Playing.
Whoa! That's going around here at the North Pole too.
The elves like to play and Santa has to make sure they're working, right? So are you practicing Christmas songs and... Do you get to paint at school and draw?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes? And what's your favorite snack? Do you get to take a snack to school?
Yes.
What is your favorite snack?
I don't know.
Do you do show and tell at your preschool?
Sometimes.
No. No, you don't do show and tell? Maybe Miss Michelle, if she's listening, maybe you'll do show and tell. Do you like the lights in your classroom?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about your tree. Is it all decorated?
I have it up from last year.
You have a tree in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so fun. What color lights are on it? Different colors?
Yeah.
Ooh, Chip says it looks like a bunch of M&Ms.
Uh-oh, did Santa send an elf to your house?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, we did.
Did you see Chip today?
Yep.
Where was Chip?
Wait at the door.
Waiting for you at the door?
Waiting way at the door.
Oh, okay. Do you ever see Chip, coming in and seeing if your bedroom's nice and clean?
No.
No? Not that you know of, right, Santa?
My goodness, yes. Emma has Chip come in and check out all the boys and girls, and I think Tessa's going to be all right this year.
Yeah, do you have to pick up your toys after you're playing?
Yep.
Does Mommy ask you to do anything else to help around the house?
Yep.
Like what?
I don't know.
Maybe help her after dinner and clear your dishes, that kind of thing?
Yep.
And pick up your clothes. Don't throw them on the floor.
Yep.
Is it going to be hard for you to fall asleep on Christmas Eve?
Yep.
It is. Do you wake up Mommy on Christmas morning?
Yeah.
Oh. No elf alarm needed here, Emma.
Okay.
Well, Tessa, are you going to sing a special song for Santa and for Emma?
No.
No? You want to sing Jingle Bells with your friends, or you want to go, do you just want to give Santa your list?
Just give Santa my list.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Emma,
my.
Could we have a little drum roll, Emma?
Absolutely. Let's go to the list.
What do you want for Christmas?
Paw Patrol stuff, and then Bellina stuff in my birthday, and
Okay. Well, Santa, let me explain that. Tessa would like to move her birthday to Christmas. But I know you can do almost anything, but I'm not sure about that one.
Well, that might be a little difficult.
How about this? Maybe Santa and Emma can just say happy birthday now.
Why, Tessa, let's say happy birthday now and save it up till your birthday. Oh.
Should I sing?
So she'll remember that when her birthday's in June, Santa. So thank you for that.
Wait. I can sing happy birthday and she can just save it.
Okay.
Okay? Ready?
Hit it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tessa. Happy birthday to you. And Merry Christmas.
Whoa!
Round of applause for Santa and Emma. Well, there you go. So Santa kind of made your wish come true, right? You ready for big book time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's take a look in this great big book at the North Pole and see what it says about Tessa Wright.
All right. It says here that Tessa is doing well and helping Mommy and Daddy with a happy heart. That's wonderful. You keep that happy heart. And it says here that she could improve on being kind to her siblings, Taylor, Leah, and Libby. See, your siblings, they love you very, very much. You love each other very much, and sometimes you drive each other crazy. But that's okay, as long as you remember to love each other and stop fighting, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Be nice to each other.
Okay.
Okay, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's look at the workbench here and see what we have for Tessa Wright. I know she loves surprises. Look at this pile of surprises. Oh, don't knock it over. Oh, that was close. And, oh, over here, a Paw Patrol stuffed animal for Tessa. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Tessa Wright a great, big, gold star.
There we go.
Merry Christmas.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Something is going wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Maybe there's another snowstorm brewing.
Maybe there's a misconnection.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tessa.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, honey. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, he's got lots to tell you. He's been waiting so patiently. We'll be talking with Macklin Summers. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa, and it is his first time as well on the Magic Radio. Welcome, Macklin Summers. Hi, how are you?
Good.
You've been such a good boy, so quiet and patient. Say, how you doing, Santa?
How you doing, Santa?
It's wonderful here at the North Pole, talking with the boys and girls.
Hey, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi!
See, Emma, he is dressed pretty nice to talk to you and Santa. What did you tell me about your outfit?
Church clothes.
He's dressed in what he calls his church clothes, Emma.
Oh.
He's got a very nice sweater on and really nice jeans and shoes. You look great.
Oh, my goodness. All the reports say that Macklin is a very handsome young man.
I can tell he's very good, Santa. Are you always so quiet? Do you ever jump on furniture?
Well, sometimes my brother and sisters do.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, there went the bus. And are your brother and sister older?
Well, my sister's four, my brother's two.
Oh, Mom has a look of surprise on her face.
Well, my goodness. Threw the sisters right onto the couch.
I think a little bit of psychology at play here, Santa Claus.
I don't know whether it worked or not.
So how are your sisters? They're good?
Two sisters? No.
One sister and one brother. Okay.
They're good, and sometimes my sister forgets to make her bed.
Oh, does she? Well, we all forget. As long as she tries, Santa Claus wants to know that you try. So how old are you?
Five.
Five. So does Mom ask you to pick up your toys and not throw your clothes on the floor?
No.
Again, Mom looks shocked. I think she probably wants you to do that, right? I'm sure you're trying, right? So you also, these are your friends, and you all go to preschool. How do you like it there?
Good.
Good. What's your favorite part about going to preschool?
Playing.
Playing. I don't blame you. And it sounds like you're into lots of sports. Tell Santa, you got some favorite football teams.
The Eagles and the Penn State.
Oh, good.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Do you think when you get older, you may try football?
Yeah.
So you get to go tell Santa you're in, what's it called?
Big Stars?
Big Stars.
Tell them all about that. What's Big Stars?
You play different sports, and my first sport was soccer, and then I think was baseball.
Oh, my goodness. Starting off with a sport that kicks, and then one that you learned right off the bat.
Which was your favorite?
Soccer.
Soccer? You plan to play some soccer again?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you meet lots of boys and girls at Big Stars. That sounds like a lot of fun.
There's another Big Stars, and my mom is signing me up for the next Big Stars.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. It sounds like it's so much fun. So you are the oldest then. So what's that like to be the big brother? You got a little sister and a little brother to take care of.
Good.
Does that make you tired some days? Really? They probably already always want to hang out with you, right?
Yeah, and one time my dog was out outside and we didn't see her, and then I saw her, and then I opened the door. She came in.
Wow.
We heard her, like, barking, and I heard it, and I didn't know what that was, but it was actually my dog.
Santa, he's taking care of everybody.
Oh, my.
Great.
Oh, that's wonderful, Macklin.
Tell us about your dog. What's your dog's name?
Reese. She's 10.
10. She's very nice, very sweet and gentle. Is she bigger than Elf and Emma, probably?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Nope. Emma, it'll be okay. Is Emma, does Emma need to be worried? Uh-oh, you hear her, Macklin?
I'm waiting.
See, it's okay, Emma. See, don't worry.
I
feel like there are excuses coming on.
She's probably tall as a leg.
Don't beat around the holly bush. Just tell me how bad is this gonna be?
Where does your dog sleep? Let's just tell Emma.
Sometimes we have a bed for her downstairs and up in my mom's room. Okay. Sometimes she sleeps in my mom's room at bedtime, and sometimes she sleeps downstairs.
So she won't be running around the Christmas tree or chasing after elves, right?
No.
So you'll be fine.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we used to have a cat, and then we gave it to our neighbor, and then when we got it, our cat got really scared and really scared because it was just a kitten.
Oh, just kitty cats get scared till they know that they're, then it's all okay, right? Well, so I know you're doing lots of Christmas songs at preschool. Are you going to sing us a song tonight?
Yes.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Whoa! Merry Christmas, Rudolph! Oh, Rudolph is stuck to the ceiling, Emma! Yeah. Gotta get him down!
Elmer, we need the spatula!
That was wonderful for your first time in the Magic Radio, and you made Rudolph so happy. That was terrific. Thank you. Now, are you ready? Drum roll! This is your moment to tell Santa and Emma, what are you hoping for Christmas?
Spider-Man walkie-talkies and a Ben 10 toy and Paw Patrol toys and some surprises.
Well, my goodness, Emma. Let's take a look here in the big book at the North Pole for Macklin Summers, 5 years old.
All right. It says here that Macklin is doing well, learning how to ride his bike. That's great. That's super fun. And it says here that you could improve on building your Legos. Can you work on that?
Yes.
Build me a house to kind of play in when I come over Christmas Eve, okay?
No.
Okay, I tried. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Macklin is going to be so surprised by this. And this... don't tell him about this. I thought you were going to say what it was.
No.
Oh, my goodness. And on top of that, let's bring him an ornament.
Okay.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Macklin a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Macklin. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas, everyone. Whoa!
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
Bye, Santa.
Bye,
Santa. Bye, Santa.
Good job.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon 1, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.